Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It's an interesting time. There is more information than anyone could possibly understand. Information is exploding. If you go on Amazon and you pick any subject, or if you want to look at marketing your business or managing your business, any subject whatsoever, you will find so many books, you know, hundreds of thousands of books that you could choose from. And many of those books claim that they have something new. There's a new management theory that they're going to tell you about. There's something new. You know, if you subscribe to my new theory, you will be successful. Well, there are new things. And the new things are the internet and Twitter and LinkedIn and Google Plus and Facebook. Those are all new things. Social media is new. You must, as a business, be involved in social media. If you're not involved in social media, you could find yourself having a problem because your competition is going to be involved. So even if social media doesn't bring you direct business, indirectly, you need to be there. But other than technology and the way we communicate with each other, people are the same. Their wants, their needs, their desires, their ambitions, their goals are the same. Now, we do have a period of time where there are people that are not ambitious and there are people that aren't motivated, but those aren't the people we're talking about. We're talking about business people here. And why you don't need the latest management theory for business is because there is nothing new in the universe. Treat people with respect. Find out what they want. Deliver the message. Give them a fair price. Be talking to enough people. When you're doing those things, and when you understand your business, understand how to motivate your people, understand what your people need, whether it's your customers, whether it's your employees, whether it's your friends, you will be successful. And when something's not working, you jump right into it and you find out, why isn't it working? Because my regular listeners know that what I always talk about is you're in the people business and what you sell are relationships. And your business is whatever it happens to be. And one of the things that we've gotten away from is dealing with people. I will hear people tell me all the time, business people, well, I sent them that proposal, and then I sent them an email to see if they wanted to buy. Wow. You showed them no interest whatsoever. You sent them an email. You didn't call them up, and you didn't say, Freddie, Susie, listen, here I am. Did you have a chance to read the proposal? Let's go over it. What can we do for you? How can we make this happen? You must be people to people. You must connect with people. You must understand people. You must understand the basics. When the football team is not doing well, what does the coach do? The coach goes back to basics. What are the basics? Hit, run, pass. In your business, if things are not going well, you need to go back to basics. You need to review what you're doing. You need to review your sales presentation. You need to review your marketing materials. You need to review your attitude towards business and towards people. So keep in mind that technology's changed, the way we communicate has changed, and it's incredible how we can now do business all over the state, all over the country, all over the world. But the basic needs of people have not changed. Meet those needs, understand those needs, understand people, understand where they're coming from, and you will be phenomenally successful. And I always strive to understand you, the business person. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. to Talk Business with Howard.